My favorite F word to say. Friday. Sun is out. I'm in a good mood. I love weather like this. We've got a very busy show today. I'm very pleased to say this. We have the Dutch health minister is going to be joining us on the phone later on. So stick around for that. You know, I was watching a video on YouTube the other day. By the way, hello, Lianka. I haven't forgotten about you. I was just wanted to tell my story. Hello, Lianka.
Good morning. I said good morning. Evening. How's it going, babe?
Very good. Very good. I see you are back from your adventures from this week.
Yeah, I am back from the adventures, but I had a super busy week this week. So, yeah, crunched.
All right. Well, it's Friday. I won't keep you guys all hanging in there because I know you guys all want to start your weekend and all of that. But I was watching this video on YouTube earlier this week, and if there's one thing that that football managers really hate, it's being interviewed by these really annoying people that interview them. Because the thing is, you know, they've got very important things to do. You know, they've got to, amongst other things, take care of players' wages, make sure the football ground is, you know, playable, and they've got other things to deal with. The last thing they want to do is be asked, so why did you join Chelsea? Did you always support Chelsea?
I mean, they just joined because they paid the most.
Exactly. Now, you see, the thing is, these interviewees are getting very clever with how they're doing this because they know football managers hate this. They are now coming up with supposedly Google searches that people supposedly search for. So, you know, if you type on Google, is Wade an idiot? It will come up with a list of things relating to that. That probably does exist.
I mean, I can do a Google search right now and check.
Do a Google search on my name because I haven't done one of these for quite a while. I think the last time I did one of these, I was on radio. Do a Google search for me whilst I'm letting you know more about this. Now, the thing about this whole video that made me realize that the interviewee knows about the questions is that whilst the questions are all taped up, so the football manager doesn't actually know what the questions are. He's under the impression that people have actually searched for these questions. So how I knew that these questions were actually drawn up by the interviewer and not by someone searching for them is that before the person's actually finished tearing the sticker off, the interviewer is already asking the question. So that's how I knew.
Okay, is that what you're talking about? You watched one of those YouTube videos. But the interviewee already, maybe they compiled like the list of Google questions. So, you know, they had to do a Google search. So
I don't know. I don't know about that because maybe it was just that video I was watching. Maybe that interviewee had just practiced. But almost every question that manager was peeling off before he got to the end, the interviewee was already asking the question. Now, before you give out if there are any searches about me, I have a few suggestions. I have a few ideas that, or not necessarily ideas, but I have a few things that people I think have searched about me. Right? I think one of them is, why is Wade Hutchinson so judgmental?
Mm-hmm.
Or why is Wade Hutchinson so mean? I'm sure that's in there.
I mean, I didn't check any of them. I'm doing it from my phone, so the autocomplete function is not popping up.
What's another one? Why is Wade Hutchinson so rude? Go ahead. Do you have results?
Well, I just typed, is Wade an idiot? And there's actually quite a lot of things came up. But I don't think necessarily about you, Wade.
Well, who else are they talking about then?
There's a whole Reddit. Oh, Grand Theft Auto, Wade. There's him. George Barnes from Markiplier. Shut up, Wade.
Well, there's a few people who have told me to shut up, so I'm not surprised that's there.
George Barnes.
So nothing to actually say that I'm an idiot, which I'm very surprised about because a lot of people think that.
Is Wade Hutchinson an idiot? And then just something came up for Hutchinson for Republicans in Arkansas. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, I guess you're lucky. Maybe if I do a search in like the Dutch Google or the South African Google or something, other results might pop up.
Why does Wade Hutchinson have an opinion on everything? Try that. See what happens.
Why?
It's just funny what if people do actually think stuff about me, because I don't care what people think about me, you know. A lot of people used to think when I worked on radio, a lot of people used to think that I was this really mean, horrible person when I worked on the radio. But that isn't the case. The thing is, I would arrive at the studio in a very good mood and then obviously, you know, start preparing for the show with the producer. And it built my mood actually changes as the show builds up because, you know, we start talking about things that happened in the news and, you know, most of the stuff in the news makes me angry. So, you know, that would be the reason why I would always be annoyed and frustrated when I was on the radio, was because I would have to find a way to get my own back at these idiots that would make me angry. Most of the time it was politicians, but so a lot of people used to think I was this very angry, mean person on the radio, but that wasn't the case. And a lot of people even now think, you know, now that I have this podcast and I have a lot of freedoms, that I'm this very mean, judgmental, arrogant person. But that's not the case. I tell it as it is. And if you don't like it, then I'm sorry. Then you shouldn't be listening to my podcast.
I mean, you tell it as you see it is. But yeah, like you said, it's your podcast. So yeah, exactly. If people are not interested in your opinion, they shouldn't be listening. But people like to do that. They like to hate on people as well. It's like a big pastime for a lot of people.
You know, something I could never understand is I had more haters when I was on my radio show than I had people who enjoyed listening to me. I could never work that out.
I mean, they still listen to you, so they still got a kick out of it somehow.
And this is the thing. I mean, look, I'm the kind of person, if I dislike something, all right, I'm going to use the Conservative Party for an example. Right, now the Conservative Party is the current ruling party in the UK. It's the party Boris Johnson runs. Well, he tries to run, but news this week shows that he even wanted to be injected with corona. Anyway, I don't like the Conservative Party, so I'm not going to follow them on Twitter. I have no interest in their policies. I don't like Boris Johnson, therefore I'm not going to follow him and listen to him. But yet, people who dislike Boris Johnson and the Conservative Party and their associated members will follow people. I'm not saying necessarily on Twitter, but will still follow what they are saying. And for me, why? And it's the same as my podcast, or it's the same as my radio show when I had a radio show. If you don't like me, don't listen to me.
I guess people enjoy indulging in sadomasochism, maybe.
Well,
can confirm and can affirm all sort of the discomfort and all the hate feelings they have inside of him. It's like an avenue for like a release for all this aggression or frustration, perhaps.
It's just something I can never get my head around, because if I don't like something, you know, whether it's a podcast or a radio show, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of radio at all, but if I don't like something, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to waste my time and get myself angry or worked up. But, you know, as you say, people just like that. They get a kick out of it.
But you just said you like, I mean, not maybe you don't like it, but you read the news every time and then you get worked up, but yet you continue doing it. So,
well, yes, but that's because of I enjoy being informed. That doesn't necessarily mean I follow certain publishers. It's just a matter of I'll be scrolling, you know, on my phone, and oh, there's a headline. Boris Johnson wants to get injected with the coronavirus. What an idiot. You know, I'm not going to waste my time reading it. I'll just scroll. I'll keep scrolling until I find a story that I'm interested in. But, you know, it's just something that I just, I can never seem to understand. But anyway, how are you feeling, by the way? Because,
today.
Well, like this whole week, because you were riding your bicycle, right, on Monday. That's why you couldn't come on the show.
Yes, that's correct.
How are you feeling? How are your legs, your ankles, and all of that?
I mean, when I was in South Africa and you attend bicycle races, people would always shout, ho, be in a ho, like legs, keep on going.
Oh, they weren't actually shouting at you, telling you that you're a ho. Oh,
yeah, no, right. I'm speaking Afrikaans. Ho, be in a ho, like hold, legs, hold, like keep holding.
Right. Or maybe that's what you thought they were saying.
No, they were definitely talking about my legs. I've been in the other types of situations as well.
What is that? There was a saying. I don't know if it's correct. Who said lot in my bus hit?
What?
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. I heard someone say that the other day. I think they were trying to say, how's it? But they said, who's it, lot in my boot hit.
Who's it?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Who's it, lot in my boot hit. I heard that the other day. I can't remember where
probably
I heard it from.
From Cape Town.
Probably, yeah. Probably. So, sorry, I was an asshole. Carry on.
No, but I mean, my legs are fine. Like, your legs are normally fine on a bike. Do you know what really suffers? It's your freaking ass. Like, that's the part of your body that, like, absorbs the most impact and get, like, the most wear when you're on a bike. So, you know, my ass is still a bit sore, I guess.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get the same thing when I ride my bicycle for a long time. Not necessarily my legs, because I'm used to riding a bicycle now. I live in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam. So the good thing about riding a bicycle is I never have to, well, I don't go to the gym now, but when gyms do open properly, I'll never have to do leg exercises because my legs are physically trained. I've got that, you know. I'm looking at my legs now. I'm like so proud of this.
Are they ripped?
Mm.
You have some big muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Big calves from the cycling. Nice.
Yeah. So I never have to do leg exercises. And I always used to regret leg day. I don't have to do that now. I can just walk into the gym and do, you know, upper body strength, which is terrific.
Well, I mean, leg day, like you only work certain muscles when cycling. So it's not like, I don't know which ones. I forgot which ones are working, but like quads. No, quads is your upper body. But anyway, you only develop like muscles in certain parts of your body as a cyclist. I mean, if you want to be like all like bodybuilder, you're aspiring to be that or that have that body type, then your cycling is not going to get you anywhere.
You know what I hate about certain people that go to the gym? And you mentioned bodybuilders, is that you get these people, these supposed bodybuilders in the gym. And, you know, they're on their phone and they're taking pictures of themselves. And they think just because they got bigger arms than you, they think they own the fucking place. annoys me that because I'm trying to do my routine and I don't want to go up to the guy because, yes, he's bigger than me and he's taking selfies on him, of himself. But, dude, you're not the only one in the gym.
I don't, like, you know, some people are very proud of their bodies and they, I guess they get a kick out of it when other people like their bodies back. Because, I mean, Instagram and, like, Facebook and stuff is filled with people who are posting photos of themselves.
Yeah. Look, I have no issue of people taking pictures of themselves at the gym, but remember, you're sharing the gym with other people. That's all I'm saying. All right, I've just been told in my ear that, or in my headphones, that we are ready to talk to the Dutch health minister.
Wow.
Yes, he's just finished with the press conference. Strange to have a press conference on a Friday afternoon. But he's just finished having a press conference with Mark Rutte. So I'm pleased to say on the line we have the Dutch health minister, Hugo de Jong. Hello, health minister. I'm sorry to hear about that. What lies have you told us today in the... Because I didn't watch the press conference because obviously this show's more popular than your press conference. But what other lies have you managed to manipulate us with?
Oh, yeah, I just came out of the street.
Oh. Oh, well, so you've been drinking as well on the job. Listen to this guy, Lianka. He's actually, you know, I don't know what's up with this guy. I mean, everything has just been confirmed. He is actually a raging alcoholic.
Probably just had a bottle after his press release, man.
Yeah, you see, that's actually not water he's drinking at the podium. It's actually vodka that he's drinking.
Well, if I was the Minister of Health or any minister, I would also drink vodka instead of water.
He's just said that we are supposed to get 2 vaccine shots by June.
Yeah, I read that today.
2 vaccine shots. Can you believe it? And he says that, you know, that he is sometimes really offended when I call him a raging alcoholic, because he really isn't. Is this true? Do you really get upset when I call you a raging alcoholic, health minister?
But
you are. Listen to you. You're making no sense.
Well, first of all.
Yes, this is the problem when you drink a lot. You make no sense and you lie to people. You manipulate us with your clever politicking. And you tell us all of these things that sometimes even I believe. And this is the problem. I cannot trust you anymore. And to be honest, I keep saying this, but I'm just surprised that you have a job. You still have a job, then you're still employed. I mean, you should have resigned a long time ago. You should have resigned when the child benefit scandal broke out in February this year.
But the whole cabinet resigned, and then they just got re-elected again.
There were some agreements in the background, because the thing is, they were all supposed to resign, but they didn't. He stayed on. Hugo de Jong stayed on, and Mark Rutte stayed on, because, you know, they need someone to run the country. Mm. Well, clearly they're not the right people, because they were involved in the child benefits scandal that came out in the news in February this year. Did you have any questions for the health minister, Lianka? Did you want to ask him anything?
I was very interested to find out today that he's only 4 years older than me, and I'm a student and he's a minister. So I was like, how the fuck did that happen?
Oh, yeah, I just came out of the street.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right, I see. Okay, health minister. Well, he said he drank his way into the job. He spoke some. He spoke some nonsense. And in his when he was running to be a minister, he just lied and lied and lied and lied, and this is how he got the job.
I mean, yeah, I guess probably did it the wrong way.
You're in the wrong business.
So much time in my life working hard, and you know, now I'm back at university.
You're in the wrong industry. I told you.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's incredible. You're only 4 years younger than him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was born in 1977, so he's not even that old. He's like 43, I guess, or 44.
Well, he sounds like he's in his 60s.
Awesome. Yeah, he looks like it as well. Mm. Pictures of him. He doesn't look like he's 44.
No, not at all. Okay, look, I don't want to waste my listeners' time because I'm sure they are also pretty fed up of listening to you talk, Health Minister. Is there anything that you would like to say to us before I end this call?
Oh, yeah, it came out. Oh. That is bloody.
You want to sing us a song before you leave? Okay. All right. Well, what song is it that you want to sing us? Okay. Well, look, I don't usually do this, but because you are insane and you're crazy and you're an alcoholic, I'll give you this opportunity to sing us a song. So whenever you are ready, Health Minister, let us know. You're ready? Okay. So this is the Health Minister singing us a song. I don't know what the song is. It's probably going to sound very bad because he's drunk. So take it away, Health Minister. Oh, wait, that's the telephone ringing. So that's obviously Mark Rutte calling him.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Do you know what it is? I can't. I can't tell what it is.
Oh, I see.
Sounds like Dua Lipa. Yeah. I can be the one. I can be the one.
Where moments cease away, I don't know what is giving while my soul is vain.
All right, thank you. Oh, geez. Thank you, Health Minister. You better answer that phone. It's probably Mark Rutte saying you're making an ass of yourself.
All right, answer. Say Mark Rutte for Mark Rutte?
Mark Rutte, same thing. Oh, you better answer the phone. You're making an absolute ass of yourself. All right. Thank you, Health Minister. There we go, everybody. Dutch Health Minister Hugo de Jong, revealing to us that he doesn't know anything and he is actually a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, your accusations have been confirmed, I guess.
I knew it all this time. I knew it all along. All right, let's get into some news that's happened over the week before I wrap things up here on the show. Now, this is very interesting. U.S. Republicans are expected to block an attempt by Democrats to establish a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol Hill.
Oh.
This is very interesting. Now, the bill would set up a 9/11 style commission that would explore the causes and impacts of the protest. However, many top Republicans are scared of upsetting Donald Trump and his followers who oppose such an inquiry.
Well, I mean, the attack on the Capitol is not the best thing that ever happened, but you know, I think that money can be better spent on other things.
Of course, absolutely, we all know that.
Yeah, this is definitely not the most interesting or like scandalous, like it's not something
that was that detrimental to the world.
No,
a bunch of crazy people walking into the Capitol.
I mean, we were surprised that it happened and that the security was that bad. That's something that was surprised about. Jacob Zuma appeared in court on Wednesday to face corruption, money laundering, and racketeering charges.
Oh, wow.
And he pleaded not guilty.
Of course he did.
On all counts.
What did they think? He was going to finally admit to being guilty? They've been trying to put him in jail for like 20 years.
Now, Zuma's lawyer, Dalia Mpofu, spent part of the day of the trial arguing that the state prosecutor, Billy Downer, should be replaced on the grounds that, listen to this, he wasn't independent, and that he also supported the opposition party's bid to get rid of him. Well, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
The state will file its response before the hearing resumes in the High Court of Pietermaritzburg on July 19th.
Hmm.
I didn't even know Pietermaritzburg had a High Court, but I learned new things.
I thought the court was in Bloemfontein.
Mm. I learn new things every day in South Africa.
Yeah, I think they've been changing things up since we left, man.
Yes. Now, an employee who fatally shot 8 people at a train yard in California before turning the gun on himself on Thursday. Well, at least one other person is in hospital in a critical condition. Now, authorities, by the way, if you can hear anything in the background, there's some people drinking. You know, it's Friday and the sun is out, so...
Yeah, everyone's having fun.
Mm. Usually when I get you, there's absolutely nobody here. But I think, you know, because it's Friday and, you know, the sun is out, so everyone's in a good mood. So if you can hear anything, you know, our studio is pretty soundproof, but I can sort of hear something in the background and it's irritating me. But anyway, now authorities are investigating how the gunman's home, which is 8 miles away from the site of the shooting, went up in flames.
Wow.
Mm. Now, I can think of many things. Maybe he was a crackhead.
Yeah, I think he probably did it.
Mm. To get rid of all the evidence.
Yeah, what other theories do you have?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, just that one. Yeah, that it's the most plausible. Plausible one.
Yeah, because why else would he burn his house down?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Now, a new study has found that there is a 40% chance of at least 1 year being 1.5% hotter than the pre-industrial levels set for 2025, which are the temperature limits set by the Paris Climate Agreement on climate change. Now, responding to the study, the UN says that the world is drawing ever closer to its global warming limits.
Mm.
Now, let's just see what angry Greta has to say about this.
How dare you?
Sorry.
You have stolen my dreams.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the White House is arranging, for Joe Biden to meet with the Queen during his first foreign trip next month.
Is she still going to be alive?
Well, this is the thing. Now, the encounter, which... Biden will be joined by the First Lady, Jill Biden, is expected to take place before the U.S. President leaves for the U.K. For a upcoming G7 summit. Biden will become the 13th American president to meet the Queen. Now, isn't he the same age as the Queen?
He's pretty old, but...
I mean, he keeps falling downstairs. Yeah. So... I think he's about what, 80 something, Joe Biden?
He's late 70s and the Queen is like in her late 90s. Now the Queen has got a good 20 years on Biden, but she's keeping it tight, man.
Yeah, the thing is, she's going to outlive everybody. This is the thing.
Probably, I think she'll outlive Charles for sure.
Oh, yeah, and that's really sad.
I think anyone wants Charles to be king. Everyone wants William to take over now.
Well, he's bitching a lot in the news lately, Prince William, so I don't think I want him as a king, if I had a choice.
No, Harry is the one bitching, or is William also
bitching?
No,
William's bitching because he doesn't like the way the BBC is being run, and yeah.
Oh.
I would love for Harry to be the king. Can you imagine how fun England would be?
Yeah, it'll just be like a massive frat party.
Gee, even I would go back to live in England. And lastly in the news, Brad Pitt has been granted joint custody of his children with Angelina Jolie.
Now, oh, good.
Since Jolie filed for the divorce in 2016, the pair, listen to these people in the background. Something's going on. I think they're playing bingo or something.
Yeah, it's a Yahtzee, man.
Playing strip poker or something.
Ooh.
Now, since Jolie filed for divorce in 2016, the pair have been embroiled in a custody battle. However, a private judge has been hired to oversee the case, ruled in Pitt's favor. Now, a source close to Jolie said she will continue to fight her own legal fight. Why can't I just share the kids? What's so hard about that?
Yeah, why? Like, I also don't understand that when people get divorced, like especially someone like Brad Pitt, I don't think he was a bad father.
No, I think he's a good father, but I mean, yeah. I don't read a lot of Hollywood news, but from the news I do read, I think he sounds like a good father.
Yeah, I'm sure people would have picked up on it if he was being abusive or like an asshole or something. Or well, it would have come out in the news during this court case already.
Well, I think Angelina Jolie is just very protective over her children.
Probably. Probably like the way Brad's values and how he wants to raise them and stuff. So.
Mm. Can you imagine having Brad Pitt as your father?
Can I? No. I can't imagine him as my lover, though.
I'm sure. And that was the news. All right, everybody. Have yourselves a good Friday. Have yourself a good Friday, Lianka.
I will, thanks. I'm going to go eat lasagna now.
Oh, good. What have you got planned for this weekend?
It's going to be good
weather. So enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going to go to visit my friends in Flamen. And on Sunday, I'm cycling my bike back from Flamen to Arnhem. So it's like 70 kilometers.
Gonna have a flaming good time.
I will. It sounds good one.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, and we will chat next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Have a nice day. A nice weekend.
Have you been drinking again?
No, not yet. But the wine is lying next to me. I can't wait to open it.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.